Houston, this 15, ready on that update concerning the UV photos.
Roger, on page 3-15 in the flight plan, in the left column about the 17th line down, we have two frames with filter number 2.
On that line.
Roger, and instead of two frames at 20 seconds, we would like one frame at 20 seconds, and we would like a second frame at 2 seconds.
Roger, I copy one at 20 seconds and one at 2 seconds.
Roger, the reason for that is that they have recently measured a secondary light leak in that filter, and they need a two different exposures like this to really separate the two peaks in the filter transmissivity. Incidentally, this is going to pertain to all the UV photography of the Earth on down the line, but we'll update it as we come to them. And 15, we have a preliminary procedure about to come up to you to see if we can isolate whether this ground in the SPS system is in Bank A or Bank B, and that'll be coming up in just a few minutes.
Okay, I understand.
And we would like to do that before we start the UV photography.
Very well.
This is Houston. I have the preliminary procedure I spoke about, and we're hoping you might be able to do it while Al works with the P-23.
Okay, go ahead.
You might refer, if you want to see what's going on, to drawing 8.9 down in area E3. We're playing with the Delta V thrust switch. And the idea is this. First of all, let's open the Group 5 circuit breakers on panel 229, both main A and main B. That's a backup to the SPS pilot valves on panel 8, which we also want open. Verify that.
Okay, Group 5, main A and main B on 229. Stand by. Okay, both those are open.
Roger. And we verify group 5, both open, and the SPS pilot valves both open. Then we'd like to take the Delta V thrust A switch and try to balance it right in a center position, tease it back and forth a little bit to see if you can get any flickering in the SPS thrust on light.
Okay, stand by.
Jim, let's hold up a little bit before we do that. We're not all set up down here to watch that also. So let me read on through the procedure.
Okay, go.
If the light does flicker, of course, that's going to isolate. In this case, if we were playing with the Delta V thrust A switch, that'll isolate the problem into the A bank of valves. If we don't see any flicker, then we'll go ahead and try it with the B bank. Actually, we would like to go ahead and do it with the B bank also. So stand by a moment.
Okay, understand. Stand by.
We'd like to have a high gain medium.
High gain medium.
This is Houston. We're ready to go ahead. Verify again the Group 5 breakers and the SPS pilot valve breakers, and then let's tease that Delta V thrust A switch. Try to balance it in a central position.
Okay, we'll do. We note that drawing 8.9 Echo 3 doesn't seem to fit what you're doing.
Actually, it's area echo 3 and 4, and it simply shows you the Delta V thrust switches there.
Oh, okay.
The light has a contact, whether that switch is on or off, and we would like to balance it halfway between so that we don't have a contact.
Okay, here goes Delta VA now. Okay, A is up and on, and the SPS thrust light is off.
Would you confirm that the Delta V thrust A switch is up and the light went out? Is that correct?
That's correct. It's still in the up and on position, and when I went to the on position, up, the light went out.
Thank you.
I'll just leave it there while you think about it.
Thank you. Let's stand by.
Western.